This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Hey guys, having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls, you change your number. I'm not going to be ignored.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
We do this from time to time on this show, providing you, if you are a man, with the opportunity to get inside the very warped female brain and to find out what is really going on. So if you have any and all issues with any woman in your life, you may now text your question to the WAAF Tech Needs text line, which is 97107, and Danielle will allow you a rare glimpse inside that warped female brain. Here we go. I've been talking to a girl that's a couple years younger than me, Danielle.
Okay.
And whenever we hang out, we connect really well. But when I ask her if she will eventually be into dating me, she says she wants to be friends for now. Does she really want this, or does she want more than a friendship?
Not with you. I mean, look, sounds like she's waiting for something better to come along.
Is that what that is?
You're leaving her options open.
Yeah. Appreciate the honesty.
That's unfortunate. Is there any way to get out of that? Or
yeah, become better looking and make more money.
No. Or just hang tough. Be patient.
People are superficial on both sides of the coin. I have no shame pointing it out.
Yeah. All right.
Don't be needy. Hang in there. Mm-hmm. Maybe she might come around.
Maybe it'll happen one night randomly if there's alcohol involved. And, for you, sir, we say this.
You've been friend zoned. Can you believe it?
I believe it.
This is a 617 text. My wife and I have been together for 5 years. We have a 2-year-old son. We haven't been intimate at all in the past 6 months, and it seems like the thought never even crosses her mind.
Mm-hmm.
I work all day. She stays home with our son. When I get home, she seems like she's agitated and not intimate, and that's the last thing on her mind. How do I make our sex life normal again?
Probably going to have to get a little vacation going, a little weekender, leave with the kid with the grandparents.
You're gonna have to
get that kid into daycare or in somebody's care a couple days a week so she can get a break.
She's just too busy. She's tired.
Run around after the kid. That's like a double full-time job as it is. Plus,
right.
She's immersed in toddler speak, toddler experience, toddler television. The last thing she wants to hear when you get home is how tough your day was. So I think you guys need a separation from your kid.
Here's a 781 text. Why does my girlfriend always need to have name brand things? Like, I mean, anything and everything. It's absurd. Yeah. $58 face cream, right. WTF.
Well, right. So first of all, $58 face cream, that's an investment in health and looking young. So
really?
Don't complain about that, because 10 years from now, you're going to be like, wow, my chick looks so great, and it's thanks to that $58 face cream. The name brand thing, some people just like luxury items. It is what it is. You're probably not going to break that person of that. They're not going to become a minimalist. So as long as she's managing her money and you guys are managing your household otherwise, it is what it is. But you're probably a simple, who cares, whatever, you know, keep it simple, stupid,
just
shopping
make her pay
kind of
for
person.
It out of her own pocket.
Yeah.
Then you'll see a change.
Yeah, you'll see a change when she has to pay for it, big dog.
Here's a 978 text. What is a realistic amount of sex for a married couple in their early 30s with an 8-month-old to be having? We are both working full-time jobs.
I'm assuming you're probably lucky, really lucky, if you could go at it once a week. But I don't know what is realistic for your situation, because I'm not in it. But you've got to make time. You've got to make time, because the sex is the most important thing in the relationship. And if that goes, like we've seen with other texters even already this morning, it creates a huge rift. And I'm not talking about the Fish album.
It's like one of those things. When the kid falls asleep in the playpen, get after it on the couch.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like whenever you got sleep time, quickie.
Listen to this one. This is a 978 text as we go inside the warped female brain. My wife and I have been married for 5 years. We do all right, but like everybody else, we could use a few extra bucks. The other day, my wife came up with a completely outrageous idea, but I think it could work. She told me that she is considering selling her used panties online.
Oh, yeah.
And not just casually.
Yeah.
She was talking about not showering for days at a time and dirtying up several pairs a day to maximize profits.
Way to work.
Have you ever heard of anything like this? And could it possibly be a viable side
business? Yeah, you can make a killing. I have a friend of a friend that did it for probably about 2 years. It was also, I think, Piper ran a business in Orange is the New Black doing that. There's a huge market for that. A lot of, much of it in Asian countries, like in Japan specifically.
Yeah.
They're really into that kind of thing.
Open up an online site.
Believe it or not, there are actual vending machines
in
Japan.
Yes, with used panties.
Yes.
Yeah.
617 text. My girlfriend plays co-ed hockey. She's the only woman there, and she insists on changing with the guys in the locker room.
Yeah.
Why would she do this?
Because she doesn't care.
She wants to fit in.
Right.
She's already feeling like she's the only girl there.
Right. She probably doesn't give a crap, so you shouldn't either. I guarantee she's probably very few guys on that team she'd want to bang anyway.
Yeah,
so
no, exactly. I was just going to say, don't sweat the small stuff. Yeah. My friend Jen is a laser show, over 30 hockey player with the guys, and she's always the only girl.
Right.
Smoke show blonde, too, by the way.
Yeah. Of course.
She's a jockey, professional jockey.
Danielle, could you back...
Amazing hockey player.
Back the text machine up just a little bit. It's the one about going on a trip. I have been 508 text. I've been dating a girl for 2 months. She is leaving on a vacation trip with her friend outside of the continental U.S.
Yep.
She has already expressed to me, now you have to go up to the top, that there is, keep going, that there is no way for her to get in touch with me for 7 days while she is gone.
Yeah.
It's 2017. There's Wi-Fi.
Is this legitimate?
There's international phone plans that you can sign up for a week.
But maybe
that's
not
legit.
It's not legit.
Where is she going? To like the bottom of a volcano in Crete?
Right.
Are there volcanoes in Crete?
Maybe she just wants to spend time with her friends.
Well, then she should just be like, listen, I'm detaching from everything. I'm not going to be in touch. But to give you the illusion that there's no possible way. I called into this show and texted you guys when I was in Italy like 8 years ago, and that was 2009. So to tell me in 2017 she's going to be out of touch unless she's going to Outer Mongolia.
Well,
don't
be jealous, but listen, the monks in Tibet don't even have sex, so don't worry about
unless she's going to the capital of Thailand.
Here's a 508 text.
Bangkok.
What is the deal with my girlfriend and her friends drawing freckles on their face?
That's a beauty trend.
That's a trend?
Yeah, it's like, you know, women used to draw moles. Now they dot freckles on.
They do?
You always want what you can't have. Curly-haired chicks want straight hair. Straight-haired chicks want perms. Chicks with perfect skin want freckles. Chicks with freckles want to bleach them off their face. It's always, grass is always greener. Just water your own damn lawn.
That's an interesting one. Very interesting. Let's see. My wife of 5 years recently started to get really bad acne.
Mm.
How do I go about saying I want her to take care of it without sounding like a complete D-bag?
Not possible. There's so many reasons. Oh. She already knows about it. She's likely already very self-conscious. Adult onset acne, usually a result of hormonal changes, sometimes diet. But I'm someone who suffers from adult acne. I had it when I was in my 20s. It went away for years, and now in the last year, it's come back horrendously. And I love when I'm on Instagram, people are like, wow, did you ever think about trying to do something about those zits? I'm like, oh, I had no idea that there's acne on my face. Thank you for pointing it out.
Have you thought about cutting your face off? Because your friends and I all think you're ugly.
Here's
I'd
an
like
idea.
That guy. You know what that guy needs to do? Strip down naked, stand in front of a mirror, and judge yourself.
When you do that,
hung like a horse or hung like a hamster. How's your gut?
Grab a hand mirror, stand with your ass toward the big mirror in the bedroom, and I want you to look at your ass knee. and then tell me if you want to bring up her face again.
Oh, God.
Right?
I guarantee it's probably there.
How do you get rid of asthma? Asking for a friend.
You have a really caring girlfriend that finds satisfaction in popping stuff. Right. That's how.
I've been with my wife for 15 years, married for 8. This is an 857 text. Been with her for 15 years, married for 8. I found a nude picture of her online, and I never received nudes from her at all.
Sure.
They are from before we were married, but she is definitely wearing the engagement ring in it. The head is cut off the picture, but I can tell it's her from the ring and a tattoo. Should I ask her about it or just forget about it? I've been sitting on it for a few months and thinking about it every day.
I need to know more about where you found the photo in order to be able to accurately answer this. Because it's like, did you find it on like a fetish Reddit sub forum? Or was it like, you found it on the internet. So it seems like a little shady. It's weird if you didn't get it.
It's weird if he didn't take it.
Right. Yeah. It's also weird that, you know, it's out there. What if she doesn't know it's out there? I don't.
You
got to bring that up.
Yeah.
Like maybe her girlfriend snapped a pic, like a sneaking McSneakster or something.
Put it online because she
hated
her.
Glasses half full.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I would say if I were her when confronted? Hand model. Did some hand modeling. Didn't want to tell you about it.
Yep.
And I was able to bring my own ring. Mm-hmm. And so that was a bonus.
Nice.
And you shouldn't worry about it. Now, this one I have to ask in a certain way, but this is on the same lines, I guess, of the acne, but in a different way. Here's a 508 text. What is the best way to talk to my girlfriend about improving mouth hugs?
Just gonna use those hands and get in there and guide
We don't need the description of it. What is the best way to talk to her if he feels like she's not good about it?
I don't know that you have to talk to her. I think that while you're in the act, you actually have to be hands-on about it.
Handsy.
Yeah.
You got to be like a
and
demonstration.
Just gently do this, not that, or try this. Just while you're in.
Should he make an industrial film
with the film strip voice?
Like being safe in the workplace. Right. Should he make one of put on safety goggles and say this is the best way to?
No, I wouldn't do that. But it's just all in guiding the It's not sexy to have a conversation outside of that moment. Like, if the roles were reversed, she wouldn't sit him down and be like, now listen, when you do this, it's actually like 2 inches away from what that had, you know, just guide them while you're in the air.
Exactly.
We got a little clarification on the nude, if you'd like.
Okay.
She was definitely posing for it, and I found it on a Twitter account that I follow that puts out pictures of smokes. So he follows, this is a whole nother issue. I hate when massholes say that.
Yeah.
This is another.
A whole other. Yeah,
issue.
You do that all the time,
whole
too.
I say whole nother. And I say Harry's. But anyway, this is a
whole nother Harry issue.
This is going to be a problem for him because he was trolling Twitter to look at smokes and then he found his wife on it. It's not the same degree of.
I don't care if Annie goes on and follows IG on guys with big dongs. Okay, go ahead.
.tumblr.
Yeah,
.com. Right?
Yeah, is that what it is? Dictation, and I don't mean tation. You might want to have a big boy chat with your girl. Yeah, I mean, to be fine, if you want to have some fun with it. I'd print it out, blow it up into a 16x20, and then throw it up on the wall when she walks home from work.
That might be traumatic.
That'd be a fun way to deal with it.
That's a little aggressive.
Why? She was aggressive enough to let some dude after she railed him.
You don't know what the situation was.
Well, that's my point. So why not just say? So I happen to that someone sent me this as a birthday present.
Here's a 978 text, Danielle. I'm not that attractive. I feel. But girls say I am. I have really bad confidence issues. Do women find being shy a turnoff?
Some women do. Women that are outgoing and confident will sometimes find that a turnoff because you're not like. If a woman has a certain social calendar, if she acts a certain way when she goes out, if she's an extrovert, she needs someone that can kind of keep up with that. And if you're shy, it might be a little tough. So some women are, it's a turnoff for some women. It could be the reverse too for men if women are shy. But if it's just who you are, I'd think that most people would just accept that for who you are and kind of work around it if they care about you.
Here's a 781 text as we go inside the warped female brain. I've been dating a girl for 2 months. It's the best sex I've ever had, but she's never even offered to pay for anything on a date. How do I get her to start pitching in?
You're not. The bar's already been set. It's been 2 months. You've already established that you're the person who's paying for it. If you want to keep having great sex, looks like you should get a second job.
Right? Yeah. And who's the cheapo that passes up amazing sex?
So once you let that horse out of the barn, you can't get that horse back in.
No,
you're
he's not after
paying
2 months.
For it forever.
That's it.
It's the expectation, right? It's
and
the
if,
expectation.
And if you, because you have to look at it this way. If you had established, if she's not a person who's into the whole going Dutch and, you know, being equal and splitting things like me, then that relationship probably would have dissolved within like the first week.
Right.
Do you think she's milking her greatest asset of all time?
Probably.
Which is she's amazing in the wrappers. Right. So I think she's gotten everything for free forever.
Yes. Right. Yes. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Greg.
What's up?
A question for Danielle. The guy, I think this is his wife, holds a nude.
Yep. Yes.
Do you think it's maybe just a little insecurity thing when she got engaged and just kind of just throwing the fishing line back out in the water, see if there's something else, you know?
I think, maybe. I mean,
maybe
he found it on a site. He was on a site looking at pictures of smokes on Twitter.
It's so broad, though. It's like, it could be anybody. It could be his girl that has a tattoo just like his wife, too. Who knows?
Hey, Glenn, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What if, at the same time he was on that Twitter site finding a picture of her, she was on a Twitter site and she found a picture of him.
That was very well done. And they both laughed.
What would that be?
And it was his lovely lady.
And then they both met up and had pina coladas.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long.
Earmoth Central, baby.
Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns,
I saw a nude with no head.
Letter I read. If you like pina coladas,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.